Here's what I need you to do. Whatever platform you're listening to this show on, go leave a rating and review of the show. Right now, leave a 5-star rating and review the show. Tell people what you think about it. Tell people the value you're getting. You take care of that business. I'm going to get into this episode, and I'll meet you in the middle. Let's do it.
For somebody has to think to use the tool the right way. Just because you have a tool doesn't mean you're going to produce a result. You can have a hammer, but if you don't know what to do with the hammer, then it doesn't matter that you have a hammer.
Stayallday.com.
Work on your game.
Approaching the game aggressively, with that aggression, with that confidence to dominate a game.
Dre Baldwin, Dreallday.com.
Work on your game.
We all know that what we bring to the table in our mental game is just as important, if not more important, than what we bring to the table with our physical game. So what are the biggest mistakes that we all make on a consistent basis in the mental game that blocks us from reaching our success and holds us back from realizing our full potential? I went and created a free 4-part video series where I explain what those 4 biggest mental game mistakes are, why they happen, and how to fix them. Get the free 4-part video series right now at dreallday.com/MGM. That stands for Mental Game Mistakes. That's dreallday.com/MGM. People like free stuff, right? Well, I'm doing a free live event in Miami at the Books and Books flagship store in Coral Gables on Saturday evening, June 22nd at 7 o'clock p.m. I'm going to be talking, of course, about my book, Work On Your Game. I'm going to talk about the philosophies that go around that book, that go around the whole philosophy of working on your game. And the topic of the talk is, it takes more than hard work to make success, to make your game, and to get your game out there. So it's not just the confidence, discipline, mental toughness, personal initiative. There's some other elements that go around it, stuff that I didn't even write in the book that I want to talk about to a live audience again on June 22nd at the Books and Books Coral Gables flagship store. I'm also going to be doing a Q&A after that. I'm going to have a special guest host MC who's going to ask questions and run that Q&A. I will be signing, autographing any books that are purchased on the spot at Books and Books, taking questions, taking pictures, shaking hands, and doing all of that. Again, that is a free live event, June 22nd. That's a Saturday evening at the Books and Books in Coral Gables in Miami, Florida. If you are in South Florida or you've never been to South Florida and you're looking for a reason to come, this is a good reason. It's June 22nd, Saturday evening, Books and Books, Coral Gables, yours truly, Dre All Day, live in the flesh, talking about the work on your game philosophy, the principles that you need to understand and follow to get your game out there. And it takes a lot more than just hard work. June 22nd, Books and Books, Coral Gables. Go to dreallday.com/book. That's dreallday.com/book to register for the free event. It is free, but you do need to register. Once again, that link is dreallday.com/book for this free event, June 22nd at Books and Books. dreallday.com/book. You're living your best life because you are tuned into the show where you learn the discipline to show up day after day to do the work, the confidence to put yourself out there boldly and authentically, and the mental toughness to continue showing up, doing the work, putting yourself out there even when the success you've expected to achieve is yet to be achieved. And on top of all this, you get a huge dose of personal initiative. This is the go-getter energy that moves you to make things happen instead of waiting for things to happen. Putting all this together, you get the mindset, the method, the podcast known as Work On Your Game. My name is Dre Baldwin, also known as Dre All Day. Welcome to the show. Today's topic, we're going to talk ignorance versus stupidity. We need to know the difference between the two. And there's a reason why we need to understand the difference, because some of these can be fixed externally. Some of them can only be fixed internally. We're going to explain exactly what that means and exactly why this is a topic here today. You do need to know the difference between the two so that you know in your life whenever you're being one or you're being the other. Sometimes in life, we're just ignorant of situations. Sometimes in life, we are being stupid, thinking stupid, or pretending to be stupid. And sometimes in life, we do the same thing with ignorance. We're going to learn the difference between the two so that you understand when you're doing which and what actions you can take when you find yourself in either of these situations and or find yourself dealing with someone who may be dealing with one of these afflictions. If any of you have ever found someone or known someone, maybe you know someone right now who's dealing with this affliction, maybe they're not as aware of it. They're not as acutely aware of their issue as you are. I'm going to tell you how you can help that person out and help yourself if you happen to be dealing with some ignorance or stupidity anywhere in your life, online or off. Let's get right into it. Point number one. And the topic again is ignorance versus stupidity. Let's get a definition. It's the definition of being ignorant. Definition of ignorance is a lack of knowledge or information. Now, it's possible that we are all, actually it's not possible, is that actually definitely truthful, that we are all ignorant at times when it comes to certain subjects or certain topics. This is why we read books. This is why we listen to other people. This is why we subscribe to podcasts or watch YouTube videos or go to school or go to a seminar, go to a conference, because there are people who know things that we just don't know. Maybe we are not completely clueless on the subject, but there's someone who knows it a little bit more than us. Maybe someone just has some insight that we don't have. Maybe we've seen everything and we're the ones who are educating the ignorant who don't know as much as we know. But all of us have certain areas of our lives where we don't have knowledge and we don't have the information. Not that we could not access the information or knowledge if we wanted to. Maybe we don't have time to. Maybe it's not the time or place for it. Maybe someone has certain information, knowledge, or certain insight that we just don't have. All of us have been and are at this exact moment ignorant of certain things and in certain situations. Now, once you realize, any of us realizes that we're ignorant on a certain subject, which we wish to not be ignorant on, a subject that we want to have knowledge on, that we want to know what we're doing, a subject where we wish to be informed and we want to provide some value to ourselves or to others in, but we realize we're ignorant, it becomes our job immediately. It is our immediate job to cure ourselves of that ignorance. I'm going to repeat this. As soon as you realize, you come to the realization that you are ignorant on a certain subject that you wish to be informed on, you don't know what's going on, you don't have the knowledge, you don't have the information, you don't have the insight, it immediately becomes your job to cure yourself of this ignorance as quickly as possible. Why is this? Because ignorance is illegal in 2019. I don't know if nobody told you. I don't know if the cops came and knocked on your door and let you know there's a new law in place. I don't know if you heard about it on the internet. Ignorance is illegal from this point forward. From the moment you are hearing me say this, it is illegal to be ignorant of a subject which is important to you. Now, if you're ignorant of something that you don't care about, that's fine. As long as it's not affecting your life in any way, shape, or form. But as soon as it's affecting your life, or you predict that it will be affecting your life, it's your job to get yourself informed and educated. Knowledge and information, we all know, is free these days, right? And I'm not talking just the knowledge or information that's printed in a textbook or written on Wikipedia, because that could just be the basic stuff, but someone's interpretation of the knowledge. Someone taking the information that's already out there and saying, well, this is the way you can apply it. This is what I know about it. This is my experience with it. Here's the ways that it works, such as someone having a podcast. I mean, when people have podcasts, they're not creating brand new information that never existed. They're giving you their interpretation on certain subjects which you are aware of, but maybe you just don't have the insight that they have. You don't have their experience. You don't see things the way that they see them. You don't have their perspective. Maybe you don't have their success. Therefore, people don't want to hear you talk about it, but they want to hear that person. These are all ways of curing yourself of ignorance, because that person's perspective could help you very much if you would listen to what they had to say. That person's perspective could change your life and change your results if you would just apply what they're telling you. But you got to, first of all, identify. To cure yourself of ignorance, first of all, you got to identify that you are ignorant. See, this is why the person who knows that he knows nothing can learn the most. The person who thinks that they already know everything, person who you tell something, they say, I know, or I already know, I already read that, I already heard that, yet they are not applying what they know. See, this person can't be taught anything. They will be perpetually ignorant. See, ignorance is not just knowing information or having access to information. It's being able to apply information when and where and how it matters. It is your job to inform yourself at the very moment that you realize you're ignorant of a certain subject. Take responsibility and ownership for being informed. This is just in life in general, again, and in any area that could possibly be affecting you, any area that would have some bearing on your life, your results, your work, what you do. It is your job. It is your responsibility. Number one priority, to be informed in that space. As soon as you realize that you're uninformed, it's your job to go get on Google or YouTube or Amazon or the podcast app or whatever you need to do, or Instagram or whatever you need to do. Get on the phone, call somebody and get that information. get the insight, and then actually apply what you've learned. Because just because you have access to it, again, just because somebody gave you a link to Google or a link to a Wikipedia page, or you have access to someone's free podcast, just because you have access to it doesn't mean you're applying what you're hearing. Having access to information and applying information are two completely different skills. And having access to information is not even a skill anymore, because everybody has it. Applying the information, that's a skill. And now you got to sift through everything that's out there, because there's too much information for the amount of time that we have. All our time is limited. So you got to decide which information do you actually need to apply, and which information are you okay with being ignorant on? There are some things I'm completely ignorant on, and I'm all right with being ignorant on those things because I don't need them. They have no bearing on my life, but things could change and I may need to know about them. I don't know anything about coral reefs or molecular biology or rocket science. I don't need to, because they have no bearing on what I do in my life. But if things change and I need to get informed in those spaces, I'm going to know that I need to start looking. I don't even know where to look, but I'm going to figure it out. Give me 24 hours. I'll figure out where to look, who has the information, and I'm going to start sampling that information so I find what works for me, what I can use, what I can apply, what I can produce a result from, and then leverage that result into future opportunity. This is your job, and you don't need anyone to hold your hand or explain a process to you for you to be able to do this. This is something that you need to be doing on your own without anyone's prompting. As soon as you realize you are ignorant of a subject that is important and has bearing on your life, it is your job to get informed, or at least find out how and when and where you can get informed. Point number two. Today's topic is we got to learn the difference and make sure we are clear on the difference between being ignorant and being stupid. Point number two, we got to get a definition of stupidity. Now, we define ignorance meaning lack of knowledge and lack of information. Now, stupidity means, and this is straight out of the dictionary, a lack of ability to acquire knowledge and skills. Lacking knowledge and information is ignorance. Stupid is just you're incapable of getting knowledge and information. So that means you have to be ignorant because you're incapable of curing yourself of your ignorance. But let me give you a further definition of this word stupidity, or of being stupid. My definition of stupidity is a person's unwillingness to think. That's what being stupid means. Doesn't mean you're incapable. It just means you're unwilling to think. Now, maybe there are some people, maybe they have certain brain deformities or some kind of chemical imbalance that they acquired at birth through no fault of their own. Maybe they are, according to this definition, maybe they are completely unable to acquire knowledge and skills. Maybe there are some people who fit that description, but I want to tell you something. If you can understand the words that I'm speaking into your ear right now, you're not stupid. No one who can listen to this podcast and use a smartphone and subscribe to a podcast and create an account on a social media platform, none of you is stupid. No, none of you is unable to acquire knowledge and skill. Now, some people are unwilling to think by my definition of stupid, but by the book definition of stupid, nobody here is stupid. Everybody can hear me. Everybody can understand. You have the capacity to learn and understand and acquire skills. You can hear every word that I'm saying. You can learn, understand, and acquire knowledge, information, and insight. Here's what happens, though. This is why we're talking about the difference between being ignorant and being stupid. Because knowledge and information is everywhere, as we all know, as I say all the time here on my show, people fool themselves into thinking that because knowledge and information is everywhere, because it is ubiquitous, because no matter where you turn, it's available, because it doesn't cost you anything, at least money-wise, people fool themselves into believing that somebody else will supply the thinking for them. Now, while somebody else may apply the knowledge, someone else can apply the information. Someone else can apply the experience. Someone else can apply the insight. And everybody has their own insight if you spend enough time thinking. You see how these work together? Nobody can think for you. When I was in math class, 10th grade, I had a math teacher by the name of Mr. Barr. We used to have these TI-82 graphing calculators. They cost like $95. It was a complete fucking ripoff. I'm pretty sure Texas Instruments, that's the company that made the calculator, they had a business deal with the school district in Philadelphia that forced all the kids to buy it. And then school district got a little bit of a kickback off every sale. But we were forced to buy these graphing calculators for class because this is going to teach us math. All right, now ask me one question and I can answer with a graphing calculator to this very day. I can't answer not one. But Mr. Barr would ask us a question in class, right, while he's doing a lesson. And it would be a question that stumped many of us because we didn't quite understand what the hell Mr. Barr was talking about.
And you could say that's our ignorance as students for not listening or his inability to teach, but that's up for debate. Doesn't even matter. But Mr. Barr would get really annoyed because when he stumped us with a question in class, all of us would look down at our graphing calculators and start typing out numbers on a calculator. And he would say, students, this question is not a graphing calculator question. Now, you don't need a calculator to answer this question. See, the calculator can't teach you to think. This is what he would always say. The calculator is a tool. All right, for somebody has to think to use the tool the right way. Just because you have a tool doesn't mean you're going to produce a result. You can have a hammer, but if you don't know what to do with the hammer, then it doesn't matter that you have a hammer. The calculator can't teach you to think, ladies and gentlemen. The information, the knowledge, the podcasts, the YouTubes, the books, the blog posts, the email lists, the webinars, the seminars, the meetups, the whatever's that you like to consume that you think are going to supply the knowledge and skills and insight and information that you need to reach whatever you consider to be success, it can't think for you. It's available to you, but it cannot think for you. And here's what you need to understand, people. Here's the rub of the whole thing. Since information and knowledge is available to everyone, information and knowledge, that's all level playing field now. Just having knowledge and information doesn't mean anything. It doesn't put you above anybody because everybody has access to it. Even if you have access and other people don't, they'll eventually get the access. So they're going to level the playing field on you. So you can't get fat off that. You need something more than that. Your ability to think, which is taking the knowledge and information, the insight, the experience, and asking yourself critical questions and coming up with some actionable techniques, actionable strategies that you can put into work and actually produce a result. That's what matters. That's what separates one person from another. It's not just having the information. So just because you have this podcast or whatever YouTuber or whatever conference that you went to or whatever notes that you got or whatever degree that you got from whatever school, that information does not put you above anybody because there's plenty of other people who had that exact same information, maybe some better, more updated information than what you have. Is your ability and their ability compared to their ability to think about what you have and how it applies and can be produced into a performance and turn that into a result that actually matters. That's what's going to separate one person from the other person. Not what you know, but what you do. Challenge that many people have with information and the knowledge that's out there is that we think because it's there, okay, I can just access that anytime. And you're absolutely right. But see, everybody can access it at any time. So what makes you worth anything if everybody has access to the very thing that you think makes you worthy, that you think makes you valuable? I'm going to let you marinate on that question as we move on to point number three. Today's topic is ignorance versus stupidity, understanding the difference and understanding what it means for you. I want to talk on this topic called futurism. Futurism. I heard of this topic because I was watching some media, and I'll tell you about that in a moment. But both the ignorant and the stupid in life, whether you're ignorant, meaning you don't have the information, or you're stupid, meaning you're just unwilling to think about the information in a critical way to actually use it in a way that would actually matter to anybody, including yourself. Both ignorant and the stupid will be taken advantage of by the informed and the thinkers. If you're ignorant, informed people will take advantage of you. Have any of you had a person who just has some knowledge that you didn't have just take advantage of you because you just didn't know what you didn't know? You probably have. That's where the saying once bitten, twice shy comes from. Somebody has some information that we didn't have. They took advantage of us. We realized it and we said, okay, we're not going to let that happen again. So let me, now you have that information. Now you just can't let it happen in a different area again. You got to be able to follow the precedence again. This requires some thinking. This requires some insight. This requires you to look at the situation and say, okay, this happened last time. I didn't have a certain piece of information in this space. Now that's a completely different space, but I don't have, it seems like this person has some information I don't have. Let me not have the same thing happen before. So let me go educate myself before I deal with this individual. The ignorant will be taken advantage of by the informed. All of us have been the ignorant who've been taken advantage of before. And the stupid, you know who you're going to be taken advantage of by? Not the informed, because stupid people are just as informed as the stupid people are very informed individuals. You could be very informed and very stupid at the same time. Stupid will be taken advantage of by the thinkers. The people who actually take the knowledge, the information, the experience, the content, the media, whatever it is they come across, and they think about how does this apply to what I'm doing and where I'm going, and how can I create value out of this information? That is thinking. Stupid people will be taken advantage of by those who are willing to take that step. The stupid, they stop before they get to that step. Now, the reason I'm talking about futurism, the reason I brought up that term is I was watching a video of a keynote presentation given at the South by Southwest conference. You don't know what that conference is? I can't really explain in a nutshell what it is. Go look it up. Look up SXSW, South by Southwest. There's a woman named Amy Webb. She's a well-known futurist, apparently. I had never heard of her before. But watching this video seemed like many people had. And she was talking about future technological trends. All these things are going to happen in technology. It was like 30 different trends that she talked about in about 1 hour with like 100 slides that she had in her presentation. And through listening to her presentation, this is what I came away with. This is the takeaway that I got from her presentation. If any of you follow me on Instagram, you might have heard me talking about this stream. And if you are a member of my game group, I've actually posted this in the business section of the game group. But one of the main things that I took away from it was that the future will not belong to people who have the most resources. Resources being knowledge, information, even money, friends, connections. All of those are resources. The future does not belong to the people who have the most of those, but to those who have the best insight, the most clear insight into how they can combine innovations and make things better for others. In other words, you don't have to be the smartest guy in the room who creates a brand new thing. You just have to be the most insightful person in the room who can look at the brand new things that have been created, combine them in ways that other people have not, and produce something that allows other people's lives to be better and be able to sell that thing. These are all steps you got to take. The future will belong to you. It's the thought, it's the insight that the future is going to belong to. The future is not going to belong to resources. There was a time when having the most resources separated you from everybody else. There was a time when having the most knowledge. There's a time when if you had the most money and knew the most people, you could just separate you. You could just muscle everybody else out of the situation. The times are changing, people, and they're changing very fast. The reason why, again, this topic, futurism, doesn't mean 200 years from now. I'm talking about 2 years from now, maybe 2 months from now for some of you. Who has the best insight, most clear insight into how to combine what's happening, whatever they see, and make something new out of it? I mean, this is what we've all been doing from the beginning of time. The thing is, it's happening a whole lot faster now than it used to happen back in the day, whenever back in the day was to you. Basic stuff won't need humans anymore. And this is a topic we've discussed here. I mean, you've been to Walmart, right? You ever been to a super Walmart? You see those self-checkout kiosks? If you keep shopping at Walmart, you're going to see year over year, there's going to be more of those self-checkout kiosks and fewer humans working those checkout lines. You ever go into a grocery store and you see people stocking the shelves, restocking the shelves, taking stuff out of the boxes and putting them on the shelves? How long do you think it's going to be till Amazon or Whole Foods creates a system, a store with a system that as soon as something gets taken off the shelf, there's a machine that notices it and immediately slides something right into the back of the line on that shelf and it stays perfectly aligned, perfectly stocked 100% of the time? Do you think that's far away? It's not far away. I'll tell you right now. There's an engineer working on that right now, and there's an architect working with that engineer to design the physical space that that can work in and to figure out how they can implement it in stores that already exist without having to shut the store down for 3 months to rebuild the whole thing. They're figuring that out right now. So those of you who work as stock boys and stock girls in grocery stores, listen, the future is coming for your job, and the future is coming very, very fast. Basic things, basic knowledge, basic skills, basic abilities, basic work will not require human beings anymore. The basic work will still be required. We just won't need humans to do it. That's the thing. Ignorance and stupidity, ladies and gentlemen, will bury you in the future. Your own ignorance and your own stupidity, that's the grave that you're going to lay in if you're not informed and thinking. Thinking about the information that you have, thinking about your knowledge and experience and how they actually apply to your life and the life of other people. Because if you can't help the life of other people, then nobody's ever going to pay you. Think about it. Let's recap today's topic, which is ignorance versus stupidity, what it means for your future, and why you need to understand the difference. Definition of ignorance, point number one, is a lack of knowledge or information. And it's an absolute truth that we are all ignorant at times on certain subjects. And once we realize we're ignorant on a subject which matters to us, it is our job to cure ourselves of that ignorance. Ignorance is illegal from this point forward. It was already illegal 3 years ago. It's even more illegal these days. The penalty is getting worse for the crime these days. It's worse now than it was 3 years ago. Knowledge and information is free, people. There's actually too much of it, so there's no excuse for being ignorant. It is your job to know what is going on. Take responsibility and ownership of being informed. Point number two, the definition of stupidity is a lack of ability to acquire knowledge and skills. Let me give you a better definition. An unwillingness to think. because nobody here has that book definition of stupidity. No one listening to this podcast is stupid. Everybody who can hear me and understand my words has the capacity to learn and understand and acquire skills. But what happens is because knowledge and information is everywhere, people fool themselves into thinking that someone else will supply the thinking for them. That is not what's going to happen. People will supply the knowledge and information, but if you can't think, what do we need you for? There are computers out there who can think faster than you. They will replace you if you do not take the ability to think and combine ideas in new ways that no one has programmed into a microchip. Point number three, futurism. The ignorant and the stupid will be taken advantage of by, respectively, the informed and the thinkers. Amy Webb at a South by Southwest keynote talked about 31 different future tech trends. And the future, what I took away from watching that talk was that the future will not belong to the people with the most resources, but those who have the clearest insight into how to combine what already exists and use it to make something better for other people. The more things you can make better for the higher number of people at the highest level of value, the more everything else you're going to get back in exchange, whatever it is you work for. Basic stuff will not need humans anymore. Ignorance and stupidity, you will die in your own grave of ignorance and stupidity. You will drown in your own pool of ignorance and stupidity if you do not inform yourself and take that information and apply some thought to it. It's going to take time. It's going to take energy. It's going to require your focus, and it's going to require your attention. If you do not put those things into the knowledge that you have acquired, the future is coming for your spot. It's coming for your job. It's coming for your life. Work on your game. DreAllDay.com. Confidence. If you ask people, do they want more of it? Everyone would say yes. If you ask people, would they do more if they had more of it? They would say yes. The challenge is, most people don't know the very root cause of being confident, of having that self-esteem. The root cause is discipline. I want to give you a free audio lecture where I explain how discipline creates confidence and how if you're just able to enact more discipline in your life and force more discipline on yourself in life, and there are easy ways to do so, your confidence is going to shoot up. And when your confidence goes up, you believe more, you do more, and you achieve more. If that's what you're interested in, go to DreAllDay.com/DCC, which stands for Discipline Creates Confidence. That'll be a 20-minute lecture where I explain how having more discipline will lead to more confidence in your life, which of course will step up your performance and of course will lead to better results because you have the skills. Again, that's DreAllDay.com/DCC for Discipline Creates Confidence. DreAllDay.com/DCC. You just listened to an entire episode of my podcast. If you've been getting value from this podcast, the 1,000+ episodes that I've been putting out, or this is just your first one, please go to Apple Podcasts or Stitcher or wherever you listen to podcasts and leave a review of my show. It helps me out. It helps the audience out so they know what kind of show this is before they listen to it, if they want to kind of get a taste for it before they commit to listening. And it lets me know that I'm giving value to you every single day on this podcast. So anywhere you can leave a review, please go leave a review. Thank you. I appreciate it a lot. I'll see you in tomorrow's episode. Work on your game.